Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Excuse me, ma'am, I saw you walking. I turned around, I'm not a stalker. Where you going? Maybe I can help you. A tank is full, I'd be obliged to take you. Cause I'm a country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. If I'm in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads, I can get you where you need to go. Cause I'm a country boy. You sure look good, sitting in my right seat. Buckle up, and I'll take you through the five speeds. Wind it up, or I can slow it way down. In the woods, or right up town. I'm a country boy, got a four-wheel drive. If I'm in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. But I can get you where you need to go. Cause I'm a country boy.
There's my boy, Alan Jackson. Just so laid back.
Oh, yeah. And yet, this song turns it up a little.
Big 35s, whining on the asphalt, grabbing mud, slinging up some red dirt. Cause I'm a country boy.
But it's so simple.
Yeah, well, it is. And it is. And it waves the flag. For its country.
Crank the music, the tone gets real good. Let me know when we're getting close. We slide on out or we can head on down the road. Cause I'm a country boy, I've got a four-wheel.
Yeah, just so,
I'm in my bed,
so simple.
I'll take you for a ride.
You know, a long way from when he first started out on the biz. Seems like forever ago.
Oh, I know.
1991.
Holy cow.
Was when he first got started.
I want to tell you a little story about an incident that happened on the road a couple of years ago when me and my band, the Strayhorns, were playing this little truck stop lounge up in Doswell, Virginia, a place called Geraldine's. And we'd been there for four or five nights, you know, playing those dance sets. And it'd been a long night, and I took a break, and I walked over to the jukebox. And Roger, my bass player, he was already over there reading the records, you know, on the jukebox. And I leaned up on the corner of it. And one of the legs was broken off of it. And the jukebox kind of wobbling around, you know. And Roger looked over at me and said,
"Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones."
And that's how the song got written.
My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones.
Or the Beatles.
I don't feel like rocking.
Since my baby's gone.
So don't rock the jukebox.
Yeah, 1991 was when he did that. Don't rock the jukebox. And then just Chattahoochee and 5 o'clock somewhere and Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning. I mean, you know, just so many things. The guy's just been, it's kind of like George Strait, you know, just a ton of music.
Well, gee, I pick up the guitar and go, and I can write you a song right here, right here. You just got to come up with a little riff here, come up with a little strum, come up with a little chord progression that works.
Well, that's what those guys do, you know. You and I eat, they're working on chord progressions. You and I sleep, they're working on chord progressions. You know, it's what they do.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know.
That's okay. That is all right. Go to 1077WTPL.com. You can see what we're doing today because it's all updated and it's fresh and look at you go. And you can upload a video of you and your loved ones, singing, dancing, yeah, playing with the dogs, feeding the goats, you know, whatever it is you're doing. And record a video shout out to anybody you think should be recognized.
And there are so many people. There are so many people.
Well, that's true.
And it's just, it's a great way as you check it out. You check out the images we already have up there, the music we already have up there. Check it out. And because it's pretty, it's uplifting. It's good. In times like these, we need to know there are people out there having some fun and bring a little joy to it.
There you go. And one of those submissions is going to win a $250 gift card.
If that was not enough, even just for itself, yeah, there's a chance for you to win.
Yep. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
So do that.
Spread some good vibes.
Uh-huh.
Good. We're all over that.
Good vibrations.
Yes, I know. Again, we are all over that.
Yep.
Each and every week there, right here on Good Morning New Hampshire. We're happy, happy to support this. It's a great thing. We're done. Yeah, actually, you know what? I got to say, we're doing some good things as a radio company. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, the company's doing good. Are we doing good?
Yeah, we're doing just fine.
Okay, good.
We're doing just fine, but it's early yet.
Right. Yeah, we can screw up.
There's still plenty of time to screw up.
How could they screw up a perfectly? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
a mystery to us, too. It happens.
Well, the mystery to us is every day at 10:01. Really?
Yeah, I know.
Did we make it through 4 hours?
It's over. Yeah, 6:43 is the time. 1-866-823-1077. I was looking at the lists came out because 50 years ago, you know, we're in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But it was 17 movie soundtracks every kid from the 70s loved.
Oh, great.
And I said, okay, what are they talking? Number one?
Star Wars. Gotta be.
No.
Your kid. Oh, is it Saturday Night Fever?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Perfect soundtrack, though.
A perfect soundtrack.
Yep.
From the 70s.
Yep. 1973.
It's not The Graduate.
Nope.
73.
Number two was Shaft.
Wow.
The album. Number three.
Oh, soundtrack. All right.
Soundtracks.
So 73. Is that Live and Let Die?
No.
No. Okay.
But.
Yeah.
Funny you should say that. Number three was Love Story.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Ally McGraw.
Okay. Yep.
Number four, Diamonds Are Forever was the soundtrack.
How about that?
Number five, Jaws. What do you have in Jaws besides thump, 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 thump? But anyway. Star Wars, number six.
Star Wars is number six. Okay.
Grease, seven.
Oh, sure. Of course, Grease. Duh.
Saturday Night Fever, number eight.
There we go.
Number nine, one of our personal favorites. Superfly.
Oh, Superfly.
Curtis Mayfield.
Gonna get you.
The Last Waltz.
Oh, sure. Yep. Oh, my God.
Neil Young, Bob Dylan.
Martin Scorsese did that,
there
didn't
you
he?
Go.
Yeah.
Yep. Mean Streets with the band.
Wow.
Bob Dylan. I mean, I'm sorry. The crime drama, Mean Streets, but the soundtrack.
Yes.
Was like Be My Baby, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
Number 12.
Mean Streets.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to say good for that.
You got to get it.
As far as soundtracks go, that's pretty cool.
Tommy.
Oh, nice.
You know.
The Who.
Rocky from 76.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, wait. Actually, Tommy. I wonder if that's the original or if that's the movie one where Elton John's got his pinball wizard.
The film was based on the 69.
Okay. All right. So this
rock
was
opera.
So this for the 70s, then this was in fact the
this was Elton
film.
Doing
yes.
Pinball Wizard, Tina doing
right.
The Acid
Queen.
Right.
Roger Daltrey, though. Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
On it.
Right. So it still takes me back. What was the number, according to them, the number one movie soundtrack?
You still haven't named number one?
No. 1973.
Something that beats all of those. Oh! The Exorcist.
Look at you.
Is it?
No.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. I mean, because Mike Oldfield, it was so big at that. He was a genius. And he just said, this is what all creepy music is going to sound like from here on in. And John Carpenter got his Jones, his mojo to write music for Halloween from The Exorcist, Tubular Bells. Okay. I tried.
Yep. Nope. You would not be right.
Darn.
You would not be right.
All right, and it's not Grease, and it's not,
Wait a minute.
Hey, I was looking for you. Hey, I can't keep track of all you folks running around here backwards. Hey, you're supposed to be the fastest thing in the valley, man, but that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car.
Okay, it's not American Graffiti.
American Graffiti.
Is it?
Oh, Harrison Ford.
That is awesome.
Yep.
That is, because you know what?
Yep.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Where were you in 72?
There you go.
Ah!
Yep.
Ah!
American Graffiti.
Oh,
certified
thank you
triple
very much. That
platinum.
Makes, that makes complete sense to
yep,
me.
Yep.
Complete sense to me.
41 songs on two LPs.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they were two-minute songs.
Come on.
They were two-minute songs. It's like, oh, yeah. No, yeah, we can squash this all onto a double. Oh, God, that was huge.
Do I agree with these lists? Not usually. This one, yeah, I got
it. Okay, that's
all
right.
Got no problems with
that.
The
ones that I guessed were, you know, between 5 and 10, so I was at least in the top.
But you picked up Harrison Ford, which was his debut.
Yes. And I picked up a little bit of Harry. Well, because that was also debut. Kind of, sort of, for George Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
George Lucas was behind American Graffiti.
Yep.
You know? And how cool was it that the cops took off from that parking lot, but they had tied down the axle?
I know.
Oh, what a great stunt. Yep. Plus, it was a lot easier to get in and around cars, you know, and it was a lot easier to slide under them and do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the Wolfman?
Oh.
No, man, I'm not the Wolfman. Wait a minute.
Putting in a cart.
Who is this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
All right.
That's the Wolfman.
Do you love me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Where is he now? I mean, where does he work?
The Wolfman is everywhere.
Well, I gotta give him this note. Shit.
Can I wiggle on your Wolfman?
Here, let me see the note.
The Wolfman.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And of that, of course, was the Wolfman.
There you go.
That you heard throughout the movie.
Sure.
And then became a subplot.
My.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Like early Richard Dreyfuss, early Harrison Ford.
Yep. Suzanne Summers in the car.
Mackenzie Phillips, the girl in the car with Harrison Ford. Wasn't it?
She was in the car with Paula Matt.
Oh, with Paula Matt. I'm sorry. Paula Matt. I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
Okay.
That's
right. Mel's Drive-In, everybody was at.
Of course. And this, of course, was the inspiration for the television show
guys,
Happy Days.
I talked to guys that used to cruise Elm Street, Manchester. But that's what you did, you know?
And some of those cars still exist out there.
Oh, man.
In a barn, in a garage, in a self-storage unit. Those cars exist.
Great stuff. 6:50. 10 in front of 7 o'clock. Taking a break. Back with more after this.